Hello, I'm Jonathan Abrow, an avid and intrepid traveler. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have traveled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Next, we're boarding one of my favorite train adventures in the whole world. It's called El Chepe. It's a train that goes through Mexico's Copper Canyons in northern Mexico. This is one of those trains where the internet is irrelevant. There's no pre-booking. You stand at the platform waiting for the train to come, hoping it will come more or less on time and that it will actually stop. Because if it's full, it just keeps on going by. There are two classes, Standard and Primera. We were hoping for Standard because it was cheaper, but it was so full that we had no choice. However, this was a once-in-a-lifetime journey that we would be going on, so paying the extra for the comfy seating and the beautiful views was well and truly worth it. Another incredible feat of engineering that took 90 years to complete: the 900 kilometers, 87 tunnels, 39 bridges, countless twists and turns, and includes an entire 360-degree turn around a canyon so that it can climb up the walls of the canyon. There's a place here for adrenaline junkies as well, and off we went. We rode 7 zip lines across the canyons, with the last one being 1.2 kilometers long. And because I'd had to have a guide with me to do the braking, as I couldn't see hand signals, we flew at over 100 kilometers an hour. It was so exciting. We were also lucky enough to be able to go down to the bottom of the deepest canyon called Uriki Canyon and spend a few nights in a hostel there. It was freezing cold as it was round about Christmas time, and the showers were in an outdoor building with no closed windows, just gaps for windows. So we really felt the cold of the night chills of Mexico. As we stepped outside in the morning, the magic happened. The giant blue skies, the enormous cacti, the sides of this deepest canyon in Copper Canyon. Truly breathtaking views. Photos cannot do any of this justice, so I urge you, get on board El Chepe, the Copper Canyon train. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure, but for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.